Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. Tonight is all about new music. During the first half of the show, I've got the latest from Faith Evans, B.O.B., and Tamar Braxton. Later on, we're going to move the party to the VIP room, where this week's On the Rise artist, Timothy Bloom, is going to treat us to a performance. But before we get into all of that, I've got to give you this. Yet another single from Mary J. Blige's highly anticipated album, The London Sessions. The single was co-written by Sam Smith. It's got this old school kind of bluesy feel to it. And if this is a taste of what we can expect on November the 8th, well, it's going to be a great day for music. Here's Mary J. Blige with Therapy inside the Soul Lounge.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. Why would I spend the rest of this week so bitter? And all that listening is making you bitter too. When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. I don't wanna be around me, and I don't blame you if you're blocking all my calls. Been no while since I've been sleeping soundly. Lie awake between 2 and 4. Work is stressing me out, and after all this time, it's still never enough. Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. I care more about what you think than I care about the music. When I get cross with you, I'm surprised you care at all. I figure if I had a lifetime, long time left, well, shame on me if I don't get to you there. You need it more than me. Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. Someone help me turn me right.
It sounds so good.
I
From Rochelle Jordan. Now, although many of you may have never heard of her, she's been around since 2011 when she dropped her first single, Rojo, and it created quite a bit of buzz around her. Then in 2012, she released Pressure, which caught the attention of MTV and Vibe magazine. Now, she cites Aaliyah as one of her biggest musical influences, and like her idol, Rochelle was given the opportunity to work with producer Timbaland. She was one of the top five finalists for the Team Up with Timbaland contest, and as such, they hit the studio together and came up with the cut you just heard called So Good, and it is indeed. Coming up next, Timbaland's partner and a legendary producer in her own right, Missy Elliott, who is teaming up with Faith Evans. You remember her, right? Biggie Smalls' ex-wife, Puffy's Lady of R&B on Bad Boy. Well, she is back with the new album, which is due out on November the 24th. It's called Incomparable. And here is the single from that project, I Deserve It, inside the Soul Lounge.
Exclusive. Ayo, Faith. We about to make it hot, baby.
Make it hot.
Woo!
Make it hot. Make it hot.
New Faith, baby.
We gon' make it, make it hot.
Y'all ready?
We gon' make it, make
Woo!
It hot.
Let's go.
Everybody's looking for their one and only love. And I'd be a fool to settle for someone that isn't good enough. If you're gonna love me right. Woo! Cause I played a fool too many.
Right, you don't need no Oscar. Baby, I ain't flawless, but they know I'm priceless. The way you get your own, turn me on like a light switch. Make them say, woo. See, I'm attracted to the top notch, and you. A girl like me, I like a tall dog, and you. Keep it 100, then we straight. The S to the H to the A to the R to the A to the Y to the H.
My man smooth like butter, and his voice got bass. What a mighty good man, I keep the boots on the leash. When we in the sizz, I keep the mizz. That got me sweating out my trizz. I keep not perfect, but it worth it. And he got that big old kiss. Get that, but sex so good, I make him come back. He no mini man, he don't sleep, he's taking his zap. We been zap, then we just sit back and relax. I always hold it down for my nigga, bring the beat back.
A girl like me.
Oh, yeah.
Like I told you so.
You will be mine,
be my girl.
Even if it's somebody else,
even if it's somebody else.
B.O.B. along with Trey Songz, Not For Long is the name of that cut. B.O.B. is in the studio working on his fourth album, still untitled, and we're still not sure when to expect the entire project. But I'll tell you this, I really like that single. And that was Trey Songz providing the hook. And he is actually up to something very, very cool. Now, he's about to turn 30, and to help celebrate the milestone, he's setting up a special charity program for the month of November. It's called 30 3030 Acts of Kindness, and he is encouraging his fans to count down the days by doing at least one act of kindness per day. Now, he's recommended a few things like helping single moms or going to volunteer to hospitals, but he is also leaving it up to you, should you choose to participate, to find something that would really be of benefit. All right, now don't forget, we're going to be heading into the Soul Lounge VIP room in a little bit for my interview and an intimate performance with singer Timothy Bloom. He's my November pick for Artist on the Rise. You're going to like him. I am certain of it. But until then, let's keep going with the music. Up next, Tamar Braxton's latest featuring Future. It's called Let Me Know inside the Soul Lounge. Now, you can reach out to me anytime on Twitter. I am at VOA Lady DJ. You can also find me on Facebook. Just search VOA Lady DJ and the number one. Up next, here's Guapale with her latest called Hey Boy inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm so elated. Hope the feet don't kiss the pavement. Cause the love don't play the field when I'm with you. Anticipating all the ways you drive me crazy. To the moon and back, you, babe, that's what you do.
Music is the language of the soul. From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryear to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Hello there, how are you? It's Shauna Renee, and welcome to the VIP room inside the Soul Lounge. I am so excited to bring you another artist who is on the rise. You definitely want to make sure that you add him to his playlist. Timothy Bloom is here with me today. Hey, Timothy.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you are here at our studios in Washington, D.C., but you've traveled a little ways. You're based in L.A., right?
Yeah, out in L.A.
Yeah. Where are you from originally, though?
Military kid. My dad was in the military, so I was born in Texas. We traveled from Alaska to Tulsa to North Carolina. That's where I was pretty much bred, in North Carolina. Raised there.
So. Okay. Did you live anywhere overseas? I know a lot of military families will sometimes be based.
Before I was born, they lived in Germany, but after I graduated, I moved to Germany for like a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did I read correctly, though, that one of your parents was also a church leader, a pastor?
Yeah, my parents are pastors.
Both of your parents were pastors. Were they pastors, like, in the military? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I also read that in your house, I guess because of that, like, it was all gospel music. Like, there was no secular music.
All gospel music.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, I want to let you tell the story, because I've read so many, like, I've read books and had interviews with folks, and they say that's how it was in our house. However, I found ways to listen to what I wanted to listen to. So I imagine, because as we will hear a little later on, you are influenced by other forms of music, mm-hmm. that growing up you found ways to listen to other
Absolutely.
Kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we were growing, I mean, from the Clark sisters, the William brothers, to, like, Shirley Caesar, like, that was
in the house.
That was in the house.
Okay.
They were very, very strict. I was the rebellious child, mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, I just remember the one time where I was kind of, like, fed up. We were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I packed a little, you know, runaway bag, and I was running away, and I took my mom's keys. I was a little kid.
Ooh, you were bold. Yeah, okay.
I went to the car, and, you know, just cranked it as much as I could, where, you know, the battery comes on and the lights come on, and I'm able to hear the radio. And the first song that came on was Bob Dylan, Lay Lady Lay. So I was like, oh, wow. And I just sat there and I, you know, just, you know, listened and got lost in it. And then I started flipping through channels and listening to all this music. And I just always wondered, why couldn't we listen to this type of music? You know, it's just all about love. What's wrong with it? You know,
So how old were you at the time?
I think it was like around 7, 8.
Okay. So you had a very basic understanding mm-hmm. then yeah. of what it was. But if you could describe, like, what was it about that music? What was it about that particular song by Bob Dylan or anything else that you heard that just resonated with you?
I think it was more the tone, the sound. You know, when you hear gospel music, you hear gospel music. You know it's gospel music. And, like, the first record was Lay Lady Lay, Lay Lady Lay, and it was just like, wait, what's this? You know, and I think for me, it tugged on my heart a little bit, and I just wanted to listen. Mm. And then Michael Jackson, and then all that stuff, you know, you start to hear, and then you start hearing about Prince, and then you start hearing about groups like High Five and all that stuff, you know, so it's like, let me listen.
Oh, now did your parents know, or when did they discover that you were doing this?
My older brother started watching music videos when my mom and parents, when they would go to work. So when we come home from school, he just has the music channel on the whole time. And we got caught. And my mom came home early, and she's like, oh, okay, so this is what you guys do when I'm not here. You know, so they found out. You know, obviously we're getting older. And So
then talk to me about that transition from just kind of falling in love with music, because I think we all do that. We're all fans of mm-hmm. music, but not all of us are musicians.
Right.
So when did you discover that about yourself?
Well, I mean, I started playing drums. From then on, I wanted to, like, you know, do something inside the church that had a musical instrument. So I started playing the drums when I was like 8, 9 years old. And from there, my mom was playing piano in the church because we needed a piano player. And then one day, like, she came home from her piano lessons, and I just started to pick up everything she would play on the piano by ear. So that's when I started to play the piano in the church. And, you know, my dad would take me to all his sermons and stuff like that, and I would play. So now he's the musician, so we're going to have him in the church every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, right? So,
well, I mean, but it paid off.
Oh, it definitely paid off.
Probably in more ways than one.
Oh my gosh, in so many ways. I just started to gain a level of, you know, respect for the music and a lot of musicians. This one guy, he used to play organs at the church by Anthony King, and oh my gosh, like that, I just sat under him and just pretty much studied everything that he would do on the organs, on the drums, the pianos. It was phenomenal.
Mm. And so many, especially soul and R&B artists, so many of them come from the church, and we hear it all the time. It sounds kind of cliche. Like, of course you started singing in the church, but I think people don't realize how talented so many of the folks who are in church just for that purpose are there. I mean, they're there. And I think I asked the artist Avery Sunshine this in an interview that we did before about the difference between singing in the church and singing sort of secular music on stage. And, you know, we know what the physical difference is, but, like, how it feels. Mm-hmm. Do you feel a difference?
You know, like, singing you know, like a church song and doing the stuff that I do on stage, it's all the same thing because I want to pull from the same spirit that, you know, when I write these songs, I know it doesn't come from me. It comes from a higher power. So, like, when I'm on stage, like, I like to tap into that spirit, you know, and I feel like the music, any genre of music is called gospel. It's the good news. If you're spreading good news, for me, I think it's gospel music, you know. So there, I don't think it's a difference, you know, because I'm not, you know, trying to talk about anything else but besides either it's love making, trying to fix relationship. I had a bad time in a relationship, but it worked out eventually, you know, later on down the line. And my objective is to remain positive in the music that I'm doing and trying to put out. So, like, I don't feel a difference.
And you are a songwriter. You write mm-hmm. almost all of your stuff. And you've written for other people. Did I read that you've written for, was it Smokey Robinson mm-hmm. and Ne-Yo?
Yeah. So my first major big situation was with Smokey Robinson.
Your first major situation was with Smokey Robinson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something to say.
Later on down the line, I was in, you know, placed in situations where Ne-Yo got a hold to one of my tracks and a production, and we won a Grammy on his Because of You album. And then later on, I wrote and produced a record for Chris Brown on his Fame album, and we won a Grammy for that.
So we have a multiple Grammy award winning songwriter inside the Soul Lounge right now.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. Only the best, right? Okay. Well, why don't we hear something? Since we've got you in front of the keyboard, what are you going to play for us?
This is the single that I have out right now. There's a video with Herbie Hancock. He's playing my father. And I'll do a rendition of that.
Okay. That's cool. Please do. There we go. Timothy Bloom.
Right there, out far in the distance, I can see it so clear, it's what I've been missing. I'm like a rolling stone, it's coming down heavy, just to get to your love, baby, you better get ready, cause nothing's gonna get in the way. The wheels are turning, still determined, I'm running through harder days. Afraid I might lose my mind and do something crazy. Pull the moon down out of the sky until you love me, baby. I'm like a raging sea, the scorch of a summer. Nothing like the devil, but I'm bound to take you under. Nothing's gonna get in the way. The fire's burning, it's what I'm yearning. Running through hard days. You gon' need me like I want you. Can't stand. Nothing's gonna stand in the way of my love, love, love. Nothing's gonna stand in the way of my love, my love, my love, my love, my love.
Nice, thank you. Timothy Bloom. So the album is out now. It is self-titled.
Yeah.
Timothy Bloom. Now, this is your second project because you had an EP, right? That was released 2010?
Yep. 2010, I had an EP called The Budding Rose that came out under Interscope.
Okay. And if someone wants to find it, it's probably still on iTunes still and all that. So then let's talk about the difference between that. 2010, here we are now, 4 years later. What's the difference between the music, the artist?
Well, this time around, granted, I've been blessed to be a part of, like, a major situation, you know, worked with the likes of Jimmy Iovine, Andy Slater's, the your Timberland and Polo the Don, and I just learned a lot about the business, you know. And so when we parted ways, I was able to like sit back, reflect, and just become more free in what I wanted to do without being boxed in or with all these cooks in the kitchen trying to, you know, add the different spices. You know, some spices were perfect, some spices were just unnecessary. So, but now, like, in even an independent situation, it's just more freedom. I'm able to do what actually I love to do and not be put in the box or be set in some genre they're trying to box me in. So, you know, and for me, there's a variety of things that I love doing. I'm influenced by a lot, from your Jeff Buckley's to your Marvin Gaye, your Al Green's, your Nina Simone's, and I like to influence those things inside the music. So that's what pretty much you hear. So you have a variety for everybody that wants to like hear different types of music in this one album.
So because you have so many different influences, do some of them influence your songwriting? Some of them influence your musical sound? Is it a combination of all of that that goes into what you're doing?
It's pretty much a combination of everything, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a rainbow of colors, like a rainbow of music. Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to the writing, though, because I'm fascinated by writers. I think songwriters are phenomenal in their ability to be so open and vulnerable about their own experiences. But I'm also amazed at their ability to write songs for other people. And I'm wondering, is it more difficult for you to, let's say, write a song for a Neo or with a Neo or Chris Brown than it is to write one for Timothy Bloom or reverse?
Well, the interesting thing is, like, every time I get in these type of situations, they always ask me to write a Timothy Bloom song. So it's almost, it's like, do you. Go and write whatever comes out. And, don't think about me or the artist, because even with Chris Brown, when he asked me to write a record, because he wanted to use one of the songs off of the Budding Rose EP that came out. And but obviously we couldn't do that. So I was like, I'll write one for you. But in that time, I was going through something, you know, not thinking about Chris. Mm. So, and then all of a sudden, I sent it over and he loved it. So it just was perfect timing.
I think that's what the beautiful thing is, like, about authentic songwriting. It's like we all go through the same things.
Yep.
They may look slightly different, but if you're really being honest, then anyone could take that song and find a way to relate it to whatever their experience.
Absolutely, I
is.
Agree.
I think that's the beautiful thing about all music, but especially like soul music and R&B music. do you have a muse, or is life your muse, or
everything around me? Everything around me is pretty much my inspiration. I pull from the skies. It comes down, you know. So yeah, everything around me, life definitely is the muse.
Do you like get into a quiet room and light a candle and write, or you know, are you the one like writing on the toilet paper when you're sitting
like
in the bathroom?
That's where my best songs come from. Is ironically in the bathroom for some strange reason.
Right.
But you know.
That's where my best questions come from. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, we could be in here right now and like something will spark and I'll just immediately, if I have something close by, I'll either jot it down and get it out, you know, before it goes away, because creativity goes quick. So.
And yeah, I find that to be the case for a lot of people. They say if you don't get it,
it's
like
gone.
They'll wake up in the middle of the night and writing stuff down like on the end table. Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's talk a little bit about soul music. Now, again, it is impossible to box you in because you are inspired by so many things. But one of the things I think that you do is perform soul music, what we consider that. And there's been a lot of talk recently about the viability of this thing that we call soul or R&B or neo soul. And I've asked almost everyone where they are in that position. Is it still vital? Is it still alive? Is it still real? Or as I think it was Tank said one day, it's dead, forget it, let's find something else.
I think it's still alive. I think it will always be here. Like if you're in your true self and you dig deep into your core, your soul is going to come out. You know, some people are just on the surface. I'm kind of like, you know, an introvert. Like I like to dig deep and then sing out, you know, not just sing out and then trying to find it later. like everything, you know, comes from here for me.
Okay.
So I, you know, I'll only speak for myself, you know, because when I'm on stage, like, you know, I like to dig deep inside my soul. That's my soul. Like, you know, like, and if people like to call it soul music, yeah, because I'm really digging deep into my true core, my true self, to bring forth life and to the music, you know, because I feel like without that, the music would be dead, you know, if we're not coming from your true self or your true core, you know. So I think it's alive. I think people just need to dig deep within themselves to bring it forth.
Mm-hmm. And being an independent artist like you and so many others, it gives us as music lovers an opportunity to hear more, mm-hmm. because it seems like you have the ability to just put the music out if you want to put it out on YouTube or just put it directly to iTunes or whatever it is that you're using.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people, like, you know, that are giving them they're giving their all, you know, and that I feel like that's the soul, you know, and sometimes, you know, you don't see it because it's not exposed to music lovers, you know. Well, luckily now you can go to a YouTube and find your independent artists or your underground artists that are like really keeping the soul music alive and really coming from this thing right here,
mm-hmm.
and it's just pouring out of them. Like you could tell, mm-hmm. you could tell when a person has that true soul when mm-hmm. it pours out. You start to get those chills.
Yeah, the goosebumps. Yeah, definitely. Performing live. Now, obviously, because we make a lot of money when we perform to large groups, we like to perform to large groups. But all that aside, because you have a way of connecting, like even as we sit here and you sing, you have this way of connecting with the audience. Do you prefer a smaller, more intimate group, or do you like the larger?
It's very
crowd?
Interesting.
Does it matter?
It does matter. It does matter because I was on tour with Ledisi, and I was on tour with Janelle Monae and Fun and all them. And, you know, those were big crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can feel the people's energy. And it was like, okay, I can get on stage and everything's cool. But, like, small, like, you know, like, bam. Oh, my God, why am I so nervous? I'm just shaking. Oh, my God, I'm still the only one person.
Right.
Know? So, but you can feel that one person's intimacy and energy, like, so quicker than that big, large of a crowd, where it makes you nervous because there's an extreme connection, you know, and mm-hmm. you don't know what you're fighting against.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I like it all. Like, it just, you know, makes me stronger just to...
Okay. Okay. No. Well, we have a pretty intimate setting here inside mm-hmm. the VIP room,
yep.
So why don't we go ahead?
I'm nervous.
And have you go relax, take a deep breath, and we'll hear something else. So what are we going to hear now?
We'll play. So this is a song called Diamond.
Okay.
It's called Diamond in the Rough. Well, not Diamond in the Rough, but I mean it has that little liner.
Creek jungle, I like to play, yeah. Danger all around me, where is my prey, yeah. The pain is bittersweet that ends in sorrow, oh, 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 oh. Protect your heart and mind and we'll see you. The stakes are diamond in the rough, safely put away in my pretty piggy bank. Yeah, she's my diamond, the sparkle in my eye, worth more to me than any money could buy. Bye. She's my diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond, diamond. She's my diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond. Break me off a piece and watch my profit grow to love me unreligiously. Spare no winner feelings for my
the rough, safely put away in my pretty piggy bank. Yeah, she's my diamond, the sparkle in my eye. Worth more to me than any money could buy, She's my diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond. Oh, come, 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 bow, shine. My diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond.
All right, Timothy Bloom, I like that one. That's a good driving music, you know, window down. Yeah. That's nice, right? Thinking about me. All right, so I would be remiss, because I think when we talk about artists, we've got to talk about the music, but aesthetics play a really big part in all artists. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, like, looking at the bling. Like, talk to me about what you have around your neck.
Well, it's not really bling.
I know, I'm just fooling. Yeah.
Well, these are all, like, you know, handmade pieces that over the years I've just kind of collected from people's energy. Like, I was walking through New York, and, I mean, obviously it's the eye of the clock here, which is the face of time. This is a half of a face, and this is a clock here.
Okay.
So, the face of time. Right.
Oh, okay.
This is a Let Peace Out, Rafi, the designer, with the Bullets of Peace.
Mm.
And this is a friend of mine who handmade this in L.A. That I got. And these are all just, you know, actually this ring right here, my grandmother passed this year.
Mm.
And she was buried in purple. Like, all her kids had all these purple ribbons to pretty much, you know, royalty, remember her by. And before I left to the funeral, a friend of mine, actually this lady I just met, she's like, oh my gosh, there's this ring I want to give you, right? Didn't pay her no mind. Went out to Mississippi and buried my grandmother. Came back and she gave me the ring. I was like, thank you. I'm still mourning, not even looking and paying attention to the ring whatsoever. Mm. A friend of mine comes to my house. We're doing landscaping in the backyard and something says, look down. So I look down and there's this purple ribbon sitting outside of the backyard. And then the voice inside me says, look again. So I looked and I looked at the ring on my finger and there's this gold stone, this purple stone just sitting on the ring. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's here. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, everything represents, you know, things I've, you know, just picked up.
Well, it's amazing how energy, I mean, I wear a ring actually right now that my grandmother gave me. And so it carries energy and it kind of puts you and keeps you in a good place. Mm-hmm. So
your grandmother and my grandmother are chilling right now. Probably
orchestrated this whole thing up there in heaven. Like, we ain't got nothing to do. Let's get these two kids together. So, all right. Well, before we go, I play this game with every one of the artists that I come in. They get nervous, just like you did, but don't. It's going to be really simple. Feel free to say it or play it, and it's what's in your ear. So we're going to start off. Let's say it's a Sunday afternoon, and, you're out in the backyard doing some landscaping or cleaning or whatever the case may be. What are you listening to?
Biggie Smalls.
Okay. That's quick. Okay.
I am.
Yeah? All right.
Loud and loud. Very loud.
Oh, your neighbors love you, don't they?
Mm-mm.
No. All right. So it's Friday night and, you know, everybody's off work. You had a couple of drinks, you in the boo, chilling. Things are real nice. What are you playing?
A little jazz, a little Miles, Coltrane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, we all listen to music. Well, some of us will listen to music when we feel down, when it just seems like things have gotten to be too much. We're overwhelmed and we just need that something to kind of lift us out of that fog. Who or what usually helps you do that?
The one song that helps me do that is that Pharrell song, Happy.
Yeah.
I get happy every single time I listen to that song.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible how powerful that song is? So simple, but that probably will go down in history as the most popular song ever. I know.
I know. I mean, just being honest, I could play that song, bam, everything's okay again.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Timothy Bloom, thank you so much for being here inside the Soul Lounge. And thank you so much for being here with us. I would love it if you could just play us out with something.
Mm.
Yeah, whatever you want. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want me to sing too?
Yeah, I do.
I had a conversation with myself, going back and forth, picking the pieces apart, lining them one by one. It's made me realize that what's inside me is breaking me down. I've got so much to give and little to show. And if loving me now is my mistake, then I'll give it all up before your heart starts to break. It's not you, it's me. Possibility.
Special thanks to Timothy Bloom. Make sure you visit his website, timothybloom.com, for more information on how to get the album and where he'll be performing. And if you want to see Timothy and me inside the VIP lounge, make sure you log on to voanews.com/soul lounge for the video, which we should post very, very soon. I can't wait to meet you here again next week. But until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.